present Help Me, the story of a girl who followed her heart. Brought to you by the makers of the new improved Old Dutch Cleanser. Today, I want to remind you, ladies, if you'd like to do your kitchen and bathroom cleaning with greater speed, try the new improved Old Dutch Cleanser. Today's Old Dutch is so fast, it can cut your cleaning time as much as half. In fact, it was perfected for that purpose. But don't confuse the new faster Old Dutch with ordinary cleansers that talk of great speed. Old Dutch was improved to clean faster, but to do it safely. In other words, it wasn't speeded up through the addition of hard grit. There's no hard grit in Old Dutch now, and never has been. Here's what happened. A scientific agent has been added to Old Dutch that dissolves grease. This new element is safe for porcelain, painted, or metal surfaces, safe for hands. Yet it dissolves grease almost instantly, with the result that you can now wipe greasy film off stoves, refrigerators, wash basins, without a lot of time-consuming scouring. And that's not all. At the very same time this new element is dissolving grease and loosening dirt, the gentle seismatite in Old Dutch is cleaning and polishing. Thus, you get double action and 50% greater speed than the former speedy Old Dutch gave. But safely, don't forget that. No other well-known cleanser we know of combines safety and speed the way the new improved Old Dutch does. The thing to do is try the new improved Old Dutch. See for yourself how truly fast it is. You'll be needing cleanser anyhow. Well, make the test now. Why let old-fashioned scouring powders rob you of time you need for other things? Bring home a can or two of today's grease-dissolving Old Dutch the next time you go for groceries. Steve and Linda, a kind of success and joy that you hadn't expected for some time has come to you suddenly. The New York Symphony Society has taken an option on the piece of music that Steve has written about Washington Square Park at night. And since that moment, you've both been overwhelmed with excitement and happiness. Your faith in Steve Linder has been reaffirmed by Ivan Jacoby, the famous conductor of the symphony. And to add to your joy, you received a wire from your parents back in Axminster, saying that they were coming to spend the weekend in New York, and that they were bringing your younger sister, Holly, with them. Now, over on the upper level of Grand Central Station, you and Steve are standing near the exit gate, anxiously waiting to catch sight of your beloved family.
Look as though everybody's come to stand here and meet this family.
Yeah, I know. It's quite a crowd.
Oh, Steve. Steve, I just can't wait to see them.
Well, you'll have to wait, darling, for a couple of minutes anyway. Train is due in at 11:55 and it's only 11:53 now.
11:53. Hmm? Oh, why must that car go so slowly?
Because you want it to go so fast.
Oh, Steve. Steve, isn't there some way we can get down on the station platform?
Well, I'm afraid not, Linda. This isn't Axminster. We just got to wait until they come up on that runway.
Oh, it doesn't seem fair.
Hello.
When people have come from such a long distance just to see you, you ought to be able to be right there the second they step off the train.
Well, maybe the next time we'll get a special permit.
Well, the next time won't do. You should have thought of it for this time. Oh, Steve, what if they're not on this train?
Oh, now they're on it. That wire we got last night was sent from the train.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'd forgotten.
Now, take it easy, doll.
I'll try. Oh, Steve, suddenly I feel as though I haven't seen Mother, Dad, and Holly in a million years.
It's only been a couple of weeks.
I know it, but oh, so much has happened since then. Our getting settled in New York and the new people we've been meeting, and most of all, most wonderful of all, what's happened with your music?
But darling.
Steve, I never dreamed that anything like this would happen so quickly. The first time? Well, it's the first thing you've composed since our wedding, since we've been in New York. And Jacoby liked it. Jacoby was crazy about it. And the New York Symphony, they're going to play it.
No, listen. They've just taken an option to play it, darling. They may have some difficulty fitting it in with their schedule.
Oh, but they're going to play it. I know that. And it doesn't make any difference whether they play it tomorrow or 6 months from now. Not any. Your talent's been recognized. And beautiful as your park music is, everything you write from now on will be more beautiful, more exciting.
You know, the train must be pulling in now.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to stand it if they're not on this train.
They will be, darling, I guarantee it.
Mother, Dad, Holly.
You miss them a lot, haven't you?
Oh, I always think of them, Steve.
Particularly when I'm moody and difficult?
You haven't been moody and difficult in a long time. But I expect you to be very often in the future. It's just that now, I know what to do about it.
Oh, and what's that?
Not take it too seriously. Oh, look. Oh, Steve, look, dear. Out there, people are starting to come up the runway.
Easy, darling, easy.
I hope they're among the first.
Well, don't hold them against them if they're not.
Steve.
Linda.
They'll get such a thrill hearing what's happened with your music. They'll just... I thought that was Mother.
Now, calm down, darling. They'll be along. Look, everybody here is waiting for somebody, and they're being patient about it.
Well, they are. Look, that woman over there, she's crying with excitement.
Well, you would say to her.
Steve, are you sure we're standing in the right place?
Absolutely sure.
Well, then why aren't they coming? Oh, I hear Holly.
Yeah, and I see her.
Where?
There, she's coming through like an all-American halfback.
Where? Oh, Holly! Holly! Oh, Holly!
No wonder she hasn't knocked anybody down.
She probably has.
Oh, Holly, darling, it's so good to see you. Hello, Steve.
Hello,
Holly. Oh, you want my brother-in-law, can I, Linda?
Yes, of course you can, but where's Mother and Dad?
Steve, you're better looking than ever.
Oh, that's quite a hug.
Oh, I mean it.
Wasn't she with you?
Oh, well, don't be along any further now. Well, I just couldn't wait.
How are they?
Oh, they were kind of melancholy for a few days after you left, but I cheered them up.
You did, huh?
Oh, Linda, you haven't changed at all.
What did you expect?
Well, I know, but you want him gone a little while, but just the same. Oh, you know what I mean.
I think I know. I thought, oh, there they are.
Don't they look well?
Yes.
Oh, isn't Mother lovely? And don't you think my father is handsome, Steve?
Yes, I sure do.
Oh, they've been so quiet the last hour on the train.
Mother! Linda!
Oh, my
darling. Oh, it's so good to see you again.
Hello, Steve. How are you, Mr. Anderson?
I love the way
glad to see you. Very glad to see you.
Gosh, you're real friends now, aren't you?
Linda.
Hello, Dad.
You're looking very well, Linda.
I just can't believe it. Oh, the skipper again.
Oh. No, Linda.
You feel so silly.
How are you, Steve?
Hello, Mother.
Mother?
Well, that's about right, isn't it?
What, of course,
Dad.
Oh, all sentimental.
Yes.
Oh, we're making a spectacle of ourselves.
We're not an actress, please.
Come on, I want to see New York.
I know you do.
I bet I'm disappointed.
But Holly isn't disappointed. Even her active imagination is staggered at her first real-life glimpse of the huge city. For once, she's awed into silence. But it's not a silence that will last very long. George Emerson takes a suite at a downtown hotel near to Washington Square Park and Steve and Linda. He has his family's baggage sent there, and then they all go over to Steve and Linda's apartment.
Now, don't expect too much. We're just beginning to get things of our own in here, you know.
Come on in, everybody.
Well, there. Oh, why, this is very lovely, Linda.
Yes, it's very cute.
There's your piano, Mother.
Your piano.
We're building our home around it.
Well, it's not a very big place, but it's kind of cute.
How do you like it, Mr. Emerson?
It's all right, Steve.
Is this your bedroom, Linda?
Yes, that's it. Well, it's very charming here, dear.
Yes.
Looking over the park.
Yes.
Kind of low ceiling, isn't it?
Well, I hadn't noticed.
You hadn't noticed?
No.
Why, the ceiling's back home. It's all right. All right.
Mother, look, this is the kitchen.
Oh.
It's awfully small and all, but it's very comfortable, and it's easy to work in.
Linda.
Yes, Dad?
These radiators.
What's the matter with them?
They're kind of old-fashioned, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they're old-fashioned, but they're all right.
They give enough heat.
They do?
Oh, more than enough.
I think so. Especially if it starts getting real cold.
Oh, don't you worry.
This is really the cutest apartment.
Well, thank you, Holly.
Everything around here is kind of old-fashioned, isn't it?
It's an old-fashioned house, George. That's why it has so much charm.
Yes, that's one of the reasons we took the apartment, Dad.
Hey, gee, that's a pretty park out there.
Isn't it, Holly?
It's kind of shaky, Steve.
Oh, dear?
Dan.
The kid don't sit in it then, George.
I'd better try another one. Is that one all right, Steve?
Yes, I think so.
Well, Linda, I suppose you know most of the people in the house already.
Well, yes, there's a wonderful couple upstairs. Dick and Barbara Madden. He's a young painter.
And a very good one, too.
I want you to meet them. You'll like them.
Oh, I'd like to meet a painter.
You would,
Does Holly. He have long hair?
No, Holly. Dick's a very regular young fella. One would never know he's an artist unless you saw him at work.
Who lives downstairs?
Oh, well, people by the name of Sawyer, a little boy.
What's he, a sculptor?
Nobody quite seems to know what Sawyer does.
I'm afraid something's very wrong down there.
Hmm? Yes, but something's very bright here. Linda!
I should hope everything is right, after all.
No, if you'll all sit down. Steve and I, we've got some wonderful news. Linda, darling.
Linda.
Well, now, wait a minute. Steve's written a composition for an orchestra, and it's been bought by the New York Symphony.
Oh, Steve. Oh, why, that's wonderful news.
I don't exactly know what that means, but it sounds good. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Good. Good. Well, just imagine. Steve's music is going to be played by the New York Symphony.
And so soon.
Kind of broke through fast, boy.
Oh, I don't know why everybody's so surprised, Steve. I expected it. Gee, this is really a darling place.
Linda couldn't entirely avoid a sense of triumph in telling her parents about Steve's success. The reluctance with which her father gave her away in marriage to Steve Hopper has now in her mind received its full and final answer. The next couple of days that her family will be here should be days of laughter and rejoicing. Now, you know, Monday is supposed to be bargain day, so I'm going to tell you ladies my idea of a bargain. It's the new improved Old Dutch cleanser, because it goes so far. You may be able to get cleansers that cost less in the store than Old Dutch, but they may take far more powder to do the same amount of work. Or these so-called cheap, gritty cleansers may scratch surfaces so that instead of protecting the life and beauty of your fixtures, you destroy it. Now, that's not economy, no matter how little a cleanser costs in the store. When you use Old Dutch, on the other hand, you often get more work done per can, you prevent destructive scratching, and you make the work easier for yourself. That's worth something, isn't it? So ask for Old Dutch Cleanser today. For its economy, its speed, its labor saving, it's one of the best buys you could possibly make. Listen to... Helpmate. The story of a girl who followed her heart.
The idea of Steve's song would be that the song of love is just as clear and strong in a noisy city. The traffic can't drown it out, and music in the subway.
Tomorrow, after Steve plays his orchestral piece for Linda's family, Linda tells them about the popular tune Steve has written. This is Jack Costello saying goodbye until tomorrow for the makers of the new improved Old Dutch Cleanser. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.